When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Clitorati, boy, do we have a special gift for you. If you didn't see our special announcement already, we are giving away our 21-day self-worth reset for free to our fabulous listeners. That's right. We want to give you the gift of resetting your foundation to start off 2024 with all the tools that you need to make it your best year yet. And we're giving it to you for free because we love you. So head on over to pleasurepositiveliving.com/2024 for more details and join us live in the revolution of self-worth. Welcome, Clitorati, to another episode of our holiday reboot. Tis the season for joy at Pleasure Positive Living, and we're unwrapping the ultimate gift this holiday, the gift of pleasure. In this episode of the holiday reboot, you're going to join us in a journey to rewire your brain for bliss. This year, let's redefine the holiday hustle instead of getting caught up in the chaos. We invite you to invest in something truly transformative, your pleasure. In this episode of the Holiday Reboot, we are going to guide you through one of our favorite exercises that we do with participants in our pleasure accelerator called climactic clearing. Because let's be honest, if you try to create on a big pile of poo-poo, it's not going to work that well. So we're going to lead you through our three-step process to get you clear, complete last year. Get in touch with your accomplishments so that you have a space of power to create your next year.
In this first holiday reboot, we are going to be doing an exercise. So get out your notepad if you want to jot down some notes while I'm creating this for you. And before you ever do an exercise, like you ever do something that involves your mind, we always recommend that you start by connecting to your sex center. Grab that notepad, but then put it down. We're going to breathe together. We're going to get in our bodies. The breath technique that I'd like you to do is, obviously, if you're driving a motor vehicle right now, you're going to need to come back to do this later. But for those of you that are just listening and able to sit and do this, let's drop in together. I want you to close your eyes and find a really yummy seated position. And I want you to tuck in your belly button to your spine. Sit up nice and straight and tall. Don't let that slouch. Be there, really lift up your chest, lengthen your neck, slightly lifting up your chin. Your crown chakra is parallel to the ceiling. Feel that nice straight spine. And I want you to inhale and exhale through your mouth, making a hooing and a hawing sound. This is a great breath technique for letting shit go. So sigh it out. I'm going to give you a little example. So this is the breath technique that you will follow. And as you inhale, really bring the energy up through that spine. As you exhale, let it all go. Get louder and louder with each breath. For a little extra special bonus, you can put your hand on your sex center to feel that connection. Right now I'm doing it. Hold it. Hold it right there. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed that embodiment breathwork practice. So now we're going to go into the exercise. What you are going to do is you are going to go through your calendar over the last year, all the way from the beginning of the year. I know it seems like forever ago, even though it feels like it just happened yesterday, but really you're going to go back in your calendar and you're going to look everything you did from career, like what meetings did you have, right? Or in your social life, like who did you spend time with? What events did you go to that really lit you up or didn't, right? So we're going to go through our entire calendar. And as you're going through your calendar, people and the things and experiences that you did each year, I just want you to jot down what brought you pleasure, who brought you pleasure, or what conversations really lit you up. So as you're going to be going through this, really highlight those accomplishments, the things that you're so proud of that you just want to brag about to the world and go onto the top of the mountains and just scream, yes, bitch, I'm a queen. Write those things down. We really find that when we amplify our accomplishments, they just keep coming. So go ahead and notate also the things that really didn't bring you pleasure. This is going to be really key. I also want to highlight something. Mama Gina talks about pussifying your life. And fun fact, you can actually pussify the people in your life. So if there's any toxic relationships that you're still holding on to out of fear, acknowledge what those are. Maybe those people need to not be part, okay? I also want to highlight, if you are in a job that you are not, that's not lighting you up on a day-to-day basis, it's okay. Okay, we're not asking you to do any crazy shit and quit your job before the holidays, but just make note of it. Just be real with yourself. Like, all right, you know what? Fuck, this, none of that was bringing me pleasure this year. And because next week's episode is going to rock your fucking world. You're going to see why this is critical. So what you are going to write down after you list your accomplishments and things that didn't bring you pleasure is you're going to acknowledge what are the things you're going to stop doing. Us as human beings, sometimes we just don't discipline ourselves and we keep tolerating shit and we keep tolerating people and tolerating experiences. We actually want you to write down the things you're going to fucking stop, that you're going to cut out completely. And then we also want you to write down the things you're going to continue doing. Like, what are the things that really fucking work? Maybe you started doing a weekly bath ritual, listening to Clit Talk in the bath. Shout out to one of our OG sex and empowerment graduates who shared that her weekly ritual is eating chocolate in a bathtub.
Angie, we love you, Angie.
We love shout you, out. Angie. Super shout out right there. Thank you. And what were the things that really worked for you that you want to continue doing? You're going to write those two things down. Okay. But definitely stay tuned for next week's episode where we're going to support you on getting super clear on what you want to start doing and how you're going to bring your desires into reality in 20.
So well said. And I remember I did this exercise, something for people who didn't maybe have a calendar. Go through and remember what you did each month. It'll come back to you and actually jot it down in your, if you're not one of those people that actually has a calendar, remember what you did and it'll come back to you. And I remember I did this exercise this year and it was really profound for me because the first thing I saw in January was bring mom to doctor's appointment. And I've shared this on, oh my God, oh, I'm not going to cry. I've shared on the podcast before, my mom had breast cancer last year. And so the first thing I saw was bring mom to doctor's appointment. And then I got really present to the entire journey. Because when I was sitting at the end of the year, it wasn't one of the first things that I thought of acknowledging myself for, right? Like that I moved in with my mom. I took care of her after her surgeries. I'm happy to say that she is, as of today, cancer-free. But had I not done this exercise, that's not one of the things I would have thought to acknowledge myself for, because that's just what I do for my family. But this exercise had me get present to that whole experience again and being able to be like, wow, what a fucking difference a year makes. And it was really profound. And there are so many little things that we don't acknowledge ourselves for, right? Like, who are you for the people in your life? What are you doing for the people in your life? What are you doing for yourself? What are the things that you're not acknowledging yourself? Like, one of my favorite things about completing the year is acknowledging myself for, even if you feel like you weren't accomplished, find the acknowledgement, because it is a really powerful place to create from. And so this was a really powerful exercise for me when I did it.
Yeah, I like this exercise. I had a bunch of doctor's appointments at the top of my year as well. And it's actually part of my pleasure positive life, because one of my top values is well-being and my family's well-being. We got all our doctor. I'm like, oh, wow. We got a lot of doctor's appointments at the top of the year. But we hit everything right before we went back into work. We were like ready and juiced and good to go powerfully into the new year. So I'm definitely going to continue that.
Good. That's a good one. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Where do you see your values in your calendar, right? Are your values showing up? Can you acknowledge yourself for that? Or do you need to make more space for your values? That's brilliant, Katie. I really love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just as an extra fun exercise, if you are coupled up, you're in a relationship with someone. I know that I shared this with my partner last year and I thought we were going to do it together, but I guess he was so excited about it that literally the day I thought we were going to work on it together, he sent me his. I finished. I was like,
You fuck up. What? I thought we were doing it together. But it was a cool idea. It was good in theory to do it together. But yeah, highly recommend if you are in a relationship, this could be a great exercise to do with your partner so that you guys can start getting into that. How do you want to create next year together?
Yeah, I know that's when that turns Katie on. It's like, Katie is like an expert at laying out her entire year. It's like unbelievable. I'm like, I want a little, Katie, can you help me plan my next year out? I know that's one of the things that we do in our sex and empowerment course is actually, what would it look like if you put your pleasure first into your calendar and then had your life work around it?
And yeah, and if you're looking at your calendar and there's nothing in there, maybe put things that bring you pleasure first.
Yep.
Yeah, that's actually a huge part of our signature masterclass is really what it looks like to create your pleasure positive life, like in action and actually do those things and set yourself up powerfully so that they can get done and you can enjoy them.
Yeah, it's really powerful. This is great.
All right.
Yeah. And actually, we have a very special holiday discount for you. So basically, we have spent the last, speaking of our calendar this last year, me and Lindsay and Katie, spent basically the last year creating all of our digital courses, which we're so stoked on, as you hear us talk about all the time. And we have decided to make available to all of you one of our digital courses that is called the 21-Day Self-Love Reset. Mm. We are going to be doing it live together as a motherfucking community in the beginning of January. But if you sign up now during this holiday reboot, you're going to get a super exclusive price. We're giving it to you for over 60% off. So there's really no reason not to do it or sign up.
Just $37.
Exactly.
And start your year off. We're going to do it live. It's going to launch January 5th. And if if living your pleasure positive life is something that's important to you, it's a great way to kick off the next year. That's why we're like, let's just basically almost give it to people.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think like why we also are so stoked on the self-love reset is because something that we've realized in interviewing hundreds of experts is what we've like when it comes to attraction, when it really boils it down, the people that are the most attractive and the most radiant are the people that love themselves.
Hmm.
Self-love is not about being fucking perfect. It's about looking at the areas that we have get to work on and taking the actions to better ourselves.
Totally. And it's 15 minutes for 21 days to fill your cup. So pleasure, confidence, and freedom are on the other side.
And we're going to
are worth it.
You're totally worth it. All right. We hope that this first episode of our holiday reboot, we have three more to come. We hope that this made a difference for you. We're going to give you quick injections of pleasure all throughout the holiday season. We've got your back and we love you. And we'll see you next Tuesday for our next holiday reboot, episode 2. Bye.
Bye. Bye.